A very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Sunday, 7 April 2024. We will be continuing our sharing from this book, the Heart Sutta. We are at chapter 3, or third Heart Sutta class, page 19. Okay, so as usual, we will now have our physical puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, and mindfully we shall commence the physical puja. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Dishangwang Pusa, Namo Dishangwang Pusa, Namo Dishangwang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava, Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo, Dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya macchapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Puja. Buddhang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Invocation to the Devas. In this universe in their entirety, let the dainties or Devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release. Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta cakawalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammam muni rajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadang Dhamma sevanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sevanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sevanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Ittipeso bhagava arahaṃ sammasambuddho. Vicca charana sampanno sukato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati sukato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehipaseko opanaiko pajatang veditabo vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Uyupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Samichipatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Yadidam chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sakkasangho Ahuneyo, pahuneyo, dakkeneyo, anjali karaneyo, anuttarang punyang ketang lokasati. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we are continue your sharing from this third Heart Sutta class, page 19. So you can follow the text which is on the Zoom. Okay, third Heart Sutta class is a meditation, Kam Dhamma sharing, and meditation reporting class. So it's a 3-hour session, starting at 3 p.m., ending at 6 p.m. And this Heart Sutta short notes that we compiled at that time, after I was given the draft by Sister Lee, then I edited it and reproduced it for sharing at the next session. So all these are the result of all those sharing over 15 months. And it so happened after we use it for sharing, many Kayamita find it so useful. So they requested permission from me to compile into a book. That's how we started the project in the year 2011. Then we completed it in the year 2012. So these are the result of all those work. Wait, I just checked the date again. I think this second edition is much later. So first edition was February 2012, yeah, correct. So February 2012, we did the thing. Then after that, we managed to print the first edition. Then after that, I think 8 years later, in the year 2020, we updated it as a second edition. And this second edition is much better because the subtitle, the heading, everything, they are there. And we have the appendix to help in the understanding of many important aspects of the teachings too. And apart from the appendix, we also have what we call the index, where you can find all the relevant topic at the end there. So you don't have to flip the whole book. You just look for it, then it will tell you what page you can find. Okay, so short notes taken to assist in developing a clearer and better understanding of the Heart Sutra class, which was discussed. So part one is always a recapitulation and emphasis on the previous lesson. So we will begin by 1.1, which is a question asked by one of the Kayamita at that time. So question one, why must we go through the introductions by Master Xuanhua instead of going into the Heart Sutra teaching direct? So this was the question asked. I think they are very good questions. So I need to explain at that time because very few people understand the connection between the introduction by Master Xuanhua and the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, because they are very closely related to the understanding of the Heart Sutra teaching. So here I explain it, you all can pay attention and develop the understanding. So my reply was, I said, a very good question. It will be like building a high-rise building without having a stable foundation. As I've explained, the Heart Sutta is a very profound teaching, and it must be understood that without a proper foundation being taught to you, it is almost near to impossible to understand this teaching, unless some of you have had very strong past cultivation to help support you in the understanding of this sutta. Hence, this is the reason why I started off by introducing you to the final summary of the First Noble Truth of Dukkha, followed by the in-depth explanation of the meaning of the first two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind in the first Heart Sutra class. This is to help establish a base for you to understand the great similarity between Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching and that of the Heart Sutra as expounded by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then both teachers emphasized the importance of understanding the five aggregates of form and mind and why they are all empty, that is, their anatta nature, their sunyata or empty nature. Then the introduction by Master Xuanhua also explained how wonderful and full of wisdom this Heart Sutra is, And also why it is so important to read through this sutta diligently many times, because each repetition will reveal to the reader a new depth or a new level of understanding, thus bringing about immeasurable benefits. And Shenhua mentions it in his book, the introduction by Master Shenhua. He said, in a book 10 times its length, one could not fully praise its value as a key to the understanding of human life. Hence the famous saying, true emptiness is wonderful existence. That is, understanding true emptiness can lead to deep understanding of human life. Hence, life or existence will be very meaningful and very wonderful once this Heart Sutta wisdom has been developed. Then Master Shenhua also stressed on the importance of having real spiritual understanding rather than deep learning or knowledge-based understanding. Only as a true prerequisite for expounding this Heart Sutta. So it shows to us that to really have the ability to expound the Heart Sutta, you need a very strong foundation or true spiritual understanding of this teaching, rather than just knowledge-based scholarly type understanding, because this teaching is based on realization. Normal knowledge-based or thought-based understanding cannot penetrate the teaching. So the main concern of the Heart Sutta and all the other sutra that the Buddha has spoken is simply to understand deeply the question of birth, life and death of living being. So this question has been greatly discussed. What is birth? What is death? And what is life that exists in between birth and death? So, answering questions like this, which I think Xuanhua put it very well, so this one I also add in certain part from the Theravada Sutra. Why must we avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind? Means follow the advice of the Buddha. Then why are we born? And where will we go when we die? What we must do while here? How can we stop our suffering and find true happiness for ourselves and others? What is death? What dies? And who dies? Then who are you? What are you? What is life all about? How to understand its deep meaning and purpose? So all these are questions that are very pertinent or important to living beings, especially human beings. If you don't meditate to develop the understanding based on pure belief, you will not have the true understanding. Your belief alone may not take you very far. Even very strong faith, maybe it can start the process if the faith is really sincere and stable, then it can start the process of inquiry, cultivation. Then finally, maybe you can develop the understanding. But without cultivation, it is near to impossible to develop the understanding, because these teachings are based on wisdom that are very profound. Great beings, Sammāsambuddha, Mahāsattva, great bodhisattvas, they have cultivated very long and developed the penetrative understanding to awaken to all these teachings, which are all beyond time, beyond thought, beyond the mundane thinking. So that is the reason why. So we will now move on to the second question. Why must we also study the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta? So this is a very good question. So as I have explained many times, the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta is very, very important. Because these are the pinnacles of winning the Six Patriarch's wisdom. And you cannot penetrate the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta's teaching, chances are you cannot understand the Heart Sutta's teaching. But the Heart Sutta's teaching is also beyond thought, beyond mind, and very profound indeed. So now I will read through to you my answer to them at that time so that you can develop the understanding. I explain. As the Heart Sutta teaching is so profound because it is beyond thought, beyond mind, and beyond the conditioned world, hence we need to understand the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutta, especially so the two famous poems as written by Venerable Shen Xiu and Master Hui Ning. Only then can we develop the understanding to go beyond mind, to understand the Heart Sutta, which is so abstract with sayings like, form does not differ from emptiness, and emptiness does not differ from form. For form itself is emptiness, and emptiness itself is form. Then, towards the end, the Heart Sutta say, therefore, in true emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, etc., no eye, no ear, etc., no sight, no sound, etc., no field of vision, up to and including no field of mind consciousness, then no ignorance or ending of ignorance, up to and including no old age, sickness and death, or ending of it, and no four noble truth, and no understanding, and no attaining, etc. So these are very complex wisdom and understanding, which is based on the unconditioned Dhamma. Unless you have realized the cessation, you cannot understand all these profound words of Heart Sutta. Okay, then the next part is 1.3. Regarding the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, the two poems. Based on his poem, Shen Xiu has yet to realize the true mind, and his inability to comprehend the higher Dhamma as realized by Hui Ning. The reason being, he is using his mundane mind or thought process to cultivate, hence the delusion. In my second and third Heart Sutta class recap, I delve in more detail into Hui Ning's Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, and I also taught you all how to see form, the unreality of form, is condition arising or impermanent nature, and is non-self or empty nature, so as to enable you all to develop the wisdom to finally see beyond form. This is then followed by the same understanding that all the other four aggregates of mind, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana are also impermanent, causes suffering, and are empty. Only then can you start to develop the understanding of why form is emptiness and emptiness is form. So all these are the preparatory teaching and sharing. Okay, the next part. Mundane life with and without spiritual understanding. Now, this part is very important. Now you pay attention, we go into it and maybe we discuss it. We can be very successful in life, both financially and career-wise. Means both of these are mundane aspects of life. So we grew up in a society that emphasized a lot on academic success and financial freedom or financial success. So academic is related to your study. Then after you complete your study, you will come out and develop your career life. So your career life is the one that determine whether you are successful or you are not successful. So if you are not successful in your career life, financially also you will not be successful. But if you are successful in your career life, chances are you will do well and have financial success too. But the problem is, I said, without the spiritual understanding, we are still vulnerable. And many things can still afflict us. Especially so, the First Noble Truth's eight reality or condition, which are also the realities of life and existence. This is the reason why the Buddha renounced the world once he saw the foresight of an old man, a very sick man, a dead man, and a samana, or a renounced holy man in Rome. The then Buddha-to-be realized that he had a problem with regards to old age, sickness, and death. Hence, he seeked the spiritual understanding to gain the wisdom to free himself from all this problem. He then developed the spiritual understanding and became a Sammasambuddha underneath Bodhi tree. Without the true spiritual understanding or wisdom, one cannot be free from all suffering, where one can still have fear, worry, anxiety, etc. Via one's own self-delusion or sakyadity, which will condition one to cling onto and grasp onto one's five aggregates of form and mind. Hence, one should realize the importance of cultivating the spiritual understanding via meditation as taught by the Buddha to enable one to live the noble life of love, peace, joy, and harmony. Only then can there be no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more sorrow, lamentation, and unhappiness, etc. The spiritual understanding will lead to non-delusion and wisdom, enabling us to clearly understand who we are, what we are, and how human beings function, and eventually leading to enlightenment in the here and the now. So this aspect are important understanding that as a cultivator of the way, we must develop them. If you don't develop them, then it's very unlikely that you can have the wisdom to understand life and to live the noble life or the wonderful life on this planet Earth, our conditioned world. Okay. Maybe I just okay. Maybe I just go into this a bit deeper, so that we can do some discussion on it before we go to 1.5, because 1.5 is about the cultivation. Okay. So regarding the Six Patria Platform Sutta, the two poems, I think we have gone through. What happened is when Sun Xiu wrote that poem in order to find out whether he has the wisdom to qualify himself to receive the title, the Sixth Patriarch title that is to be bestowed by the Fifth Patriarch Hongren. His was based on his own cultivation at that time, where he had not realized the true mind. To him, he just trained his thinking mind, mundane mind, and he spent a lot of time cultivating, of course. Then he thought that's the wisdom that he need to qualify, not knowing that he has not really developed the true understanding. So as aptly explained by the Fifth Patriarch to him, he said, "You are at the gate of enlightenment, but you don't know how to enter it or realize it, because he doesn't understand what that true mind is." So in cultivation, is not something that is very straightforward or easy. If your cultivation is thought-based, you depend a lot on the thought process, then the thought that refuses to die or cease can never realize the aspect of mind that is beyond thought, beyond mind. To realize our true awareness nature, our true mind. So that is where he failed. So in his poem, he expressed it quite well in the sense that he understood the Theravada Sainthood Way's teaching. He said our body is like a Bodhi tree, because the Bodhi tree is the tree that can bring about enlightenment to Sakyamuni Buddha when he sat underneath it. So our physical body is it, along with mindfulness, perception, and thought. They also can give rise to enlightenment in the here and the now, as per the saying by Sakyamuni, is it? Within this phantom length body, means our physical body, along with perception, mindfulness, and thought, I proclaim the world, the cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that lead to the cessation of the world. That means he can proclaim the Four Noble Truths. He can realize the sinhood way leading to maybe enlightenment at the Arahant level. So that one is true. That's why finally the Fifth Patriarch say, you are at the gate, but you don't know how to cease that mundane mind to enter the realm of the true mind or true nature. You're almost there, but you don't know how to seize it because you think you have to look for it. That one, you cannot look for it. Well, the one that look for it is the thought. As long as the thought is active, it can never cease. That's why I say that nature, without thought, you are already aware, means the awareness nature already there. Why do you have to search for it? It is the primordial mind before the arising of all the rest, the thinking, the thought process, the mundane mind, and all this creation. So to realize that, you need to cease the thinking, not suppression, not through suppression, or through any thought-based energy field meditation. You cannot suppress it. You cannot develop a conditioned mind to fix it so that it does not think, that one no use. It has to be a free mind that doesn't arise any thinking, any sankhara activity, completely tranquil and still. Then that nature was surface. In fact, that nature was all the time there before your mundane activity and movement. So that is the part that I want to let Kayametta develop the clearer understanding. That's why we call it the awareness-based meditation. You only need to maintain awareness to realize that nature. Without thought, you're already aware. So don't try to be aware. Don't try to do, don't try to know. We are all this is by the thought process. When the thought is active, you cannot be aware. You cannot realize the true mind. When you understand, it's very simple. When you don't understand, you can be deceived by it for a very long period. That's why even Venerable Sun Xiu, after so many years of cultivation and practice, still cannot realize the truth or develop the understanding. So he said, our body is like a Bowie tree. Yeah. Then the mind, he got it wrong. That was the mundane mind. He said, our mind, which to him is the mundane mind, is like a mirror bright on a stand. That one is the mundane mind. That is not our true mind. Then he said, we must constantly polish it until it shines, so that no dust can alight, so that there is no more defilement. To him, he still cling on to duality, because he believe you must polish until it shines, means that mundane mind must be ever mindful. Yeah. So that whatever does come, he's supposed to polish it or remove it. Yeah. Means hold on to the wholesome, the pure, and do away with the defilement or negative aspect of mind states. So he thought this is the way forward. Not knowing that he got two aspects of the poem completely wrong. The first aspect is the mind, where he hasn't realized the true mind. So that is the first mistake. The mundane mind is not the true mind. And because he cannot penetrate the true mind, his second mistake is he was trapped in duality. Means wholesome, unwholesome, pure and defiled, means dust to him is negative, defilements. Yeah. That's why he said, polish until it shines so that no defilement or dust can alight. By doing that, he thought he can maintain his mind, yeah, ever pure, means something towards like ever mindful. But he doesn't know that you need to use that pure mind or mind without thought to silently observe, to awaken, to develop the wisdom and the mind that realizes itself sees, thereby realizing the true mind. And when the development of wisdom is stable enough, that mundane mind will cease, and the pure awareness also assists with it to return to our cessation of form and mind. Means you realize the source. Even a glimpse of it is already good enough, or short moments for the sainthood way. So this is where Sun Xiu got trapped. That's why when Hui Ning came, he proclaimed his counter poem to tear apart Sun Xiu's poem. Well, he has realized the true mind. He was born without the mundane mind. That's why easy for him. Then he straightway in the opening statement, he said, Bohi, which is wisdom, is not a tree. 菩提本无树。Bodhi, which is enlightenment, is not a tree. It's nothing to do with bodies, is it? Then the mind, the true mind, is not the mirror bright, nor the stand. 明镜亦非台。Then the third stanza is the best. 本来无一物, is it? Originally, that nature is the way it is, empty, nothing. Then where can the dust align? Where dust are duality created by the mundane mind, the thinking mind, that create the duality, the division. If you don't create,then the other side, the opposite, duality also will cease. But the moment you create one, the opposite manifests immediately. So you are fighting your own creation, not realizing that to cease it, you don't have to fight. The moment you don't create, it ceases. That's why the Buddha is very wise. He said, imas means sati, idang hoti, means,when this aspect of the duality arise, when you create one, then the other side automatically arise. So that is the meaning of imas means sati, when this arise. Imas means asati. That will also arise. Then the next part of the stanza is the best. Imas means asati, idang na hoti. So when this ceases, is it? That also ceases. Because when you don't create, that duality cannot manifest. Why? We can understand very easily, when you create a duality of pure, means what? Whatever that is not pure automatically become unpure, isn't it? Or defiled, isn't it? So like theconvention of good. Whatever that is good according to your convention, you define it. Understand? So whatever that is not in accordance with this good, the opposite will manifest. That's why you will have duality to argue, to fight, to complain. So this is where sense you fail to penetrate the mindand the duality. Hui Ning, because he is born without the mundane mind, he has penetrated this, he can tear apart Sun Xiu's poem. That's why he said, 菩提本无树，明镜亦非台，本来无一物，何处惹尘埃呢? So that is so beautiful. But he is not a tree.And the true mind is neither the mirror bright nor the stand. Originally, that nature is empty. Where can the dust or defilement align? And it's so beautiful. So that is the first aspect of the understanding that we need to develop the clear understanding of awareness-based meditation.Leading to the direct seeing that can awaken us to develop the wisdom which is beyond thought, beyond mind. Because that one is beyond the mundane mind. You must realize the true mind. That's why our awareness-based meditation is very important. Not to go and chase after thought, chase after all the method, techniques, and maybe...skillful means and all this. You must not get me wrong. You can use it as a skillful mean to prepare yourself, to train yourself, to develop the mindfulness. Then you must actually use it to meditate. And then it's okay, no harm. But don't hold on to it and continuously use thought to approach it. You will fail. You will fail miserably. Your thought-based meditation cannot bring about an understanding or wisdom that is beyond thought, beyond mind. You can't. You have to make use of it to develop the understanding, to cultivate sati or mindfulness, to develop the silent mind, the awareness nature within, until that one becomes very clear. But not through a conditioned state of mind, not through energy field, not through concentration, not through all the funny method and technique which are based on thought focusing or doing. You have to develop mindfulness. So mindfulness can be like mindfulness of whatever, like the Buddha taught, Buddha Nusati, mindfulness of the nine great virtues of the Buddha. That one, okay. Mindfulness on death, Marana Nusati, means contemplate on the nine great virtues, contemplate on the urgency of cultivation. So all this contemplation, you can develop it to take you in, to develop the faith, the spiritual faculty, so that you can have those mind that has the spiritual faculty that can bring about the transformation. When you have the spiritual faculty, they are the mind that is without thought. Now the spiritual faculty are without thought. Saddha, faith is without thought. Virya is not effort. It's a tenacious zeal, Z-E-A-L, that drives you to cultivate. So all these are the understanding. That sati is mindfulness, just awareness, aware. Then samadhi is a stability of awareness. That's why all the five spiritual faculty, the last one being wisdom, is also not a thought. It's based on direct seeing, awakening. All these are without thought, but they lead to the realization of the true mind, the silent mind. That's why when the spiritual faculties are there, the mental hindrance, the opposite five, cease to be. That's how you realize your true mind. So Mahayana chanting, you have the faith, you develop the spiritual faculty, that can, from the skillful means, you can also develop it. But you have to have understanding. Your ultimately is not to arise the thought, to silence everything and let it cease. Let the thinking slow down and finally cease. We are its own understanding. The mind that realizes itself will cease. You will reach a point of understanding where the Buddha explained very clear. He said all of Sankara activity, our thought process, our heedless thinking, even the so-called analysis or reasoning, also same, also trapped in Sankara. Sabbe Sankara, anicham, is impermanent. It come and go, come and go. The more you create, the more you churn, you get into more entanglement, more problem. Then the second part of the saying, after Sabbe Sankara, anicham, all Sankara is impermanent, is Sabbe Sankara, dukkham, it will lead to suffering, attachment, clinging, grasping. But you don't understand what Sankara is. They are dependent, originating, condition arising, Dhamma. Not a permanent, unchanging entity. That's why they are impermanent. Follow nature's law. If you want things your way, you will suffer. Because it follows nature's law. When condition like that, things will like, it cannot be otherwise. If you still want things your way, which is not nature's way or condition, you will suffer. That's why finally the Buddha said, Sabbe Sankara Anicca, Sabbe Sankara Dukkham, then Sabbe Dhamma, all Dhamma, whether it's conditioned or unconditioned, is Anatta. Anatta means not a permanent, unchanging entity, empty, non-self, not what you think. So all these other understanding that you can realize if you cultivate awareness-based meditation based on spiritual faculties. Okay, so that part finish. Yeah? Then we go to the other part, which is understanding life. Yeah. See, to understand life, there are two aspects of life. One is the normal mundane mind or mundane life, mundane aspect of life. So as a human being, we have been exposed to a lot of maybe teachings or even educational conditioning. We believe in what society tells us. Most of us, when we are young, you have to study well, you must be ambitious, you must have a good career, you must have success in life. Not only academic success, career success, leading to financial freedom. Then with the financial freedom, you can have the money to become more happy and buy you a lot of good things, thinking that materialistic wealth can lead to happiness. But then, without the understanding of this important teaching, the Dhamma, you will also be vulnerable, like the Buddha said. The first noble truth reality, the eight reality. These are common realities where all living beings or human beings, if you live life long enough, you have to confront them all. And without the wisdom, the Dhamma understanding that the Buddha has taught us, you will suffer. You cannot flee. So because of that, despite all your success, your wealth, your reputation, your academic excellence, your career excellence, your career success, financial freedom, you make a lot of money. But then when you confront this eight reality, it is of not much help. Maybe with your wealth, it can help you to get the best doctor or pay for all the very expensive diagnosis, surgery, or whatever. Yeah. But then, there are a lot of things money cannot buy. Like your health, money alone cannot buy. You must have the understanding to have the good health. Then, life, when it comes to a point where you're supposed to confront death, money also has its limitation. You cannot buy back life with money. That's why a lot of people willing to spend a lot of money to seek cure. In the ancient day, the emperor, they look for 长生不老, means eternal life. But there is no such thing as eternal life, because the form and mind is the mortal aspect of life. That's why the Buddha says it's of the nature to grow old, this physical body of ours, to get sick, to be injured, and finally die when consciousness separates. So all these are the understanding that can help you develop the wisdom to free. Without all this understanding, you can't. So when it comes to life, mundane, materialistic success alone, not enough. Like the seminar book that I delivered in the year 2013 while I was invited to Bangkok, the World Buddhist Conference on all this understanding life, following the Dhamma way and all those things. I mentioned it in that paper clearly. I said, as a human being, we can reach the pinnacle of our materialistic success, especially the few things that I mentioned just now. Maybe you grew up in a family environment that is reasonably, not to say wealthy, means the four basic needs of life are taken care of. Means you don't have to suffer. Yeah. Then maybe you can have a good education. You're able to secure great success in academic excellence. And you did very well in your academic life. Yeah. You reached maybe the pinnacle of it, where you find success. Then you come out to work. Let's say you did very well in your career. You also reached the pinnacle of it. Then after that, of course, financial freedom, financial stability, you can also be successful. Then after that, normally people think about having a family, start a family life. And that fourth, materialistic success is not easy to have. Most people don't have understanding to have a happy family. Despite the wealth they have, they are not able to achieve that family unit that is beautiful, understanding, and full of love, harmony, and understanding. So that part, seldom people can achieve it, unless they also have the spiritual understanding, otherwise not easy. That's why you look into life, materialistic success, or what we call mundane success alone, without the Dhamma, the spiritual understanding, is not enough to guarantee us the happy life, the good life, despite whatever materialistic success you may have. So all this, we have to develop understanding so that our focus on the cultivation is very clear. Is to develop the missing link of the spiritual understanding. So when we have the spiritual understanding, then we combine with our materialistic success or mundane success, then we will understand life completely. It will complement us to give us the good life, to have the good understanding of life. When we understand both the unconditioned and the conditioned aspect of life, means both the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma's wisdom, then we truly understand life. And when we have that, it's just like what the sutta said, when you realize true emptiness, when you understand the profound wisdom of both the mundane and the supramundane, then life becomes wonderful existence. Means life become meaningful, wonderful, and you can come to realize all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life. And this is why spiritual understanding is very important, and we have covered it. Okay, so with this understanding, we will move on to 1.5. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, 1.5, the essential understanding that we summarize based on what we have covered earlier on. So the first recap is the importance of understanding Dhammapada verses 1, 2, 183, 21, 22, and 23, and the final advice of the Buddha before his parinibbana. Once one comprehend all these Dhammapada verses, one will understand the importance of training the mind to be heedful and ever mindful. Then one will like as if you wake up from the deluded dream state. We are seeing the danger of heedless living. And one will then be very serious about life, to develop the cultivation. Bring it down. So you bring down to number one. Okay. So now I will explain this. Wow, the wind is very strong. My side here, you can hear the wind howling. Okay. So in order to develop the cultivation, These are the few important Dhammapada verses that I have extracted from Dhammapada itself. Verse 1 and 2, the twin verse, the opening two very important verse. If you are a cultivator, you must understand this. Otherwise, you will never progress. Yeah. To penetrate the Dhamma, the first thing we need to develop is the basic understanding of what governs life and existence. So what governs life and existence, like what we have gone through before, is the mind. That's why the Buddha said under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. So that is fundamental, basic understanding. Even Bodhidharma say the same thing. To meditate, to develop the wisdom, you must start with basic understanding of mind. You must understand that you have two minds. One is the true mind, the other one is the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the mano. The thinking mind, the mundane mind, is the one you have to be careful. Where he said, this one is the forerunner of all things. This is chi. When this mundane mind arrives, all things, all creation within your field of sense experience, they arise. They are created. That's why we have the pure nature. The source, the first thing to come out is the pure awareness nature. And this one is the one that is responsible for the arising of the mano or mundane mind or the thinking mind. That's why the third circle is the mundane mind. Then the mundane mind with its physical body and the senses trigger off the phenomenal world of consciousness. Upon contact, consciousness arises. And this is how you know the world. This is how you interact with the world. That's why you created this phenomenal mundane existence. So all this, if you are mindful, you can see them. You can understand them. Then you can put it to test. See whether what the Buddha mentioned under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is true or not. So Dhammapada verse 1, the Buddha said, knowing that mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, when mind arise, all things arise, then you must act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind, free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. If you do that, then happiness will follow you, like your shadow will never leave you. That is Dhammapada verse 2. That is avoiding all evil. Do good. Purify the mind. So Dhammapada verse 2 is very important. When you are mindful of this mind, then you take action. That's why you will train your mind to develop heedfulness and mindfulness. From mindfulness, you stabilize it to be ever mindful, then develop heedfulness. Once you do that, you will follow Dhammapada verse 2. But if you choose to be heedless, like Dhammapada verse 1, he said, if you know mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chi, when mind arise, all things arise. But if you choose to act, speak, and think with a heedless mind, means you refuse to train yourself to develop the wisdom and the understanding, then you will act, speak, and think with a heedless mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. If you do that, the Buddha said, suffering will follow you, like the wheel that follow the hoof of the cart. So these are the important Dhammapada verse understanding. That's why if you understand verse 1 and 2, you must know how to choose. We are your life. You hold the key to your own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy or miserable is entirely your choice. So choose to avoid Dhammapada verse 1 via diligently training your mind with the faith and the understanding to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind, which is the advice of the Buddha. That's how Dhammapada 1, verse 1 and 2 comes about. And when you understand these two verses, you know how to start your cultivation. You will know how to train your mind to be heedful, ever mindful, to avoid all evil. It's by keeping your precept. Then cultivate wholesomeness. We are cultivating Noble Eightfold Path factor. With right view, leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, and the four right effort. Followed by right sati and samadhi. So this is how the cultivation can be formulated and developed through understanding. Then Dhammapada verse 183 is a famous verse, advice of all Buddha. That's why it's sabba papassa akaranam. All evil has to be avoided. Kusalesa upasambada means kusala, wholesomeness. Wherever there is condition for you to perform or do wholesomeness, you must do it. Then sacitta pariyotapanam. This mind, citta, you must purify it, he said. Etang buddhana sasana. These are the advice of all Buddhas. Means following the advice of the Buddha, like I mentioned here, you can avoid Dhammapada verse 1 and develop Dhammapada verse 2 to have the good life, the happy life. Then Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23, as we all have gone through, is on heedfulness. And it points very clearly towards what you must do to develop the wisdom and the teaching. Dhammapada verse 21 defines clearly how you can fall if you don't develop heedfulness or wisdom. We are heedfulness. So Dhammapada verse 21, the Buddha says, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never dies. Whereas the opposite, heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. Means the moment you are heedless, you don't train your mind, you don't stand any chance to develop the spiritual understanding. Means as far as spiritual life is concerned, you got no chance at all. That's why the heedless are as if dead. Means spiritually, you are like dead. You may still be alive as a human being, going to existence, but you will suffer. You will become miserable, and you cannot come out of it. That's why the heedless are as if dead. Then verse 22, 23, complement verse 21. So verse 22, it's a continuation of verse 21, he said. The wise one, understanding the danger of heedlessness, they were intent on heedfulness. And when they do that, they will rejoice in the realm of the Aryas. Aryas are enlightened beings. So they will definitely become enlightened beings. That's why you must choose and intend on heedfulness, means constantly intend to develop this heedfulness. Then verse 23 confirm. He said, if you can train your mind to be ever mindful, constantly meditative, and you hold on to these two principles steadfastly, you will realize the supreme born-free enlightenment in the here and the now, Nibbana. So all this very clearly point towards the importance of heedfulness. Then the final advice of the Buddha before his parinibbana is the same. He said, strive on with heedfulness. Apamada, apamadena, sampadita. So strive on with heedfulness means develop heedfulness, then only strive. So these are the advice of the Buddha before his Parinibbana. So here I wrote, once you comprehend these verses, you will understand the importance of training the mind to be mindful, to be heedful, and to be ever mindful, leading to heedfulness. Then you will wake up from your long deluded dream state. We are seeing the danger of heedlessness, and you will then be very serious about life to develop the cultivation. So this is something that all cultivators of the way must develop. So the Dhammapada verses 1-2, 1-8-3, 21-8-2-8-3, and the final advice of the Buddha before his Parinibbana. These are very important pointer teaching. Understand them, see it clearly, and decide for yourself what type of life you want to have. Then once you have this understood, and you determine with faith, sincerity, and diligently cultivate, you are home. You will have no more problem. Then the second part is, the danger of letting these three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, which are the roots of all evil, from manifesting in your heart. So we have gone through this many times. By now you should understood the danger of this evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Greed means all of your desire, craving, covetousness, greediness, selfishness, deceitfulness. So all these are evil, root of all evil, make you evil. That's why you cannot have them in your mind state. So when you are mindful, you can check them. Yeah. When you are incapable of having these three evil roots, then you are at least an Arya, a Sotapan. So hatred is the opposite, the negative emotion, which is anger, jealousy, hatred, etc. Even envy, envy and jealousy. Then delusion is lack of Dhamma understanding, lack of the three basic right view. Right view with regards to law of karma, karma niyama, or right view with regards to the law of mind, chitta niyama, and also finally, right view with regards to the law of truth, Dhamma niyama. So all these are very important understanding. Okay, then the third important point is the importance of arising the four right effort to root out the three evil roots and the five mental hindrance. So this one we have gone through also many times. What are the four right effort? You need to develop the understanding. Maybe I will just go through it quickly. The first two right effort is to counter the unwholesome mind state. So first right effort is to abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong action or negativity of mind state that has a reason. Means thought with the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that manifest the mental hindrance. Then the second right effort is right effort to prevent the arising of all this wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong action. To do that, you need some wisdom, initial wisdom, developed through contemplation and meditative understanding. So this first tool is to overcome unwholesome state, unwholesome mind state that has a reason, and also unwholesome mind state before they arise. You have to prevent it from arising. Then third and fourth right effort is to develop wholesomeness. The third right effort is to cultivate the respective right thought, right speech, right action that are still not in you. You develop them. And so you have to contemplate, reflect. Then you have to go deep into it. Be mindful and learn all this. Appropriate right speech, right action, and right thought. Then the fourth right effort is, after you have developed them, you continue to refine upon this right thought, right speech, right action, until they become a part of you. Until you develop it, until it's a part of you. Means to refine and perfect upon them. Then the last one is, of course, the importance of cultivating the five spiritual faculty to overcome the five mental hindrance. So according to the Buddha, you don't have to fight the hindrance. Like you have the five mental hindrance that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So what are the five hindrance? They are sensual desire, ill will, which are your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. You continuously arise it throughout the day after every sense experience. Then what happened? You develop it until it becomes habitual. So this habitual tendency will make you heedless. But throughout the day, non-stop, you arise them until they become habit. So with the mental hindrance, it will forever hinders you for entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner way. That's why you cannot be aware. So you need to train yourself to develop the opposite five spiritual faculties. When they are there, the hindrance is to be. You don't have to fight them. So the third one is sloth and torpor, mental hindrance. Then after that is restlessness of mind. Then of course, finally is doubt. So all this can be countered by the five spiritual faculty, which is Sadda, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. Okay, then we go through the notes, then we will end there. So note, under Kaya Nupassana, there is a category of cultivation called Sati Sampajana, mindfulness with clear comprehension, four types of clear comprehension. So sati sampajana of every action and movement in the present moment. This is the most important cultivation. It can help stabilize one's sati or mindfulness via the daily mindfulness cultivation. Hence, this is the reason why Bradley always say, life itself is the real meditation and life is our true teacher. Because this is life itself, sati sampajana. Mindfulness with clear comprehension in the midst of life. Everything you do, mindful in all action and all movement in the present moment. You can do that. Your daily mindfulness will stabilize. Yeah. Then number two, the four types of clear comprehension are clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, means you meditate with sincerity. You are not after greed, for psychic, for reputation, for materialistic gain and all those things. Then the next one is clear comprehension of domain of meditation. Means meditation can be done anywhere, any place, in any posture. You don't need to wait for you to retire when you are on leave, when you are in a quiet setting. No need. The domain of meditation is wherever you are in the midst of life. Then third is a clear comprehension of suitability. Suitability means the most important place is here in the now. Most important time is of course the now. And the most important people are the people whom you can actually benefit. And last one is clear comprehension of non-delusion. Then number three, the domain of meditation means one can meditate any posture, anywhere, any place, and under any circumstances and time. Number four, anything external form that is created by mind via perception is only a mental image. Always remember that. It comes and goes, hence it's impermanent, not surreal and empty. To cling on to it is obviously a delusion. Form is never a problem if we know how to develop the mind to understand it, so that we are not deluded or deceived by it. So don't blame thought, don't blame form, don't blame money or technology. It's the user. If the user has wisdom, then all this become beautiful. So similarly, external form, if you understand, then it's your friend. If you don't understand, you will be deceived. And through delusion, you will do wrong thing. Okay, number five, the last one. Cultivate the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths. This one is very beautiful. Yeah? The three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, I have taught you all before. Yeah? Go through it to develop the three types of corresponding wisdom. Yeah? So the three type, cultivate the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths as taught by the Buddha, leading to the three types of corresponding wisdom called Suttamaya Panya, Chintamaya Panya, and Bhavanamaya Panya. Is very important. For detail, please refer to Brevetius Dhammano on understanding the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So this one we have covered also. Okay, we end. Make use of the 45 minutes to meditate, yeah? To develop this stability of inner awareness. And remember the first three of the four support. Relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize the awareness. Yeah? Whatever arises, aware. Don't allow it to continue. Just aware. Then let it be. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Yeah. Then let the mundane mind slowly, slowly settle down. Mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind states that you need to maintain awareness, to maintain heedfulness in the midst of life. Okay, now we will continue your second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question that you may have. And also whatever Dhamma sharing that you may have concerning Dhamma in daily life or your meditative experience.
Good afternoon, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Wuchi, for nominating me. Actually, Brother Teo, 刚才我们 go through 那个 page 20 那个 question.
是。
那几个 question 是很好的
对对对
for us to you know to self like self answer to that question
correct
whether,
yes
you know, whether 你真正的有没有去 怎样讲去理解那几个 question
对去 contemplate
因为,
去 develop understanding of
it 因为第一我们 为什么要 purify 我们的 mind 就是因为 心为根本吗? 每一个念头,
对, 心为根本,
对,
对,
我们每一个念头的 arising 呢, 跟他的所谓的 sustenance 或者他的 ceasing 都会影响我们的所有的 karmic 的这一切 所以, 然后就关乎到在下一个 question 就是 like, 从这个 nature 我们怎 来到这个 所谓的这个 existential world
那在怎样的去如何当我们在这个所谓的
existential world 我们该做的是什么呢 然后就是我们其实来 就是第一或者你 我自己的 understanding 是第一你是要还债 该还的还 然后下来剩下的时间 就是或者剩下来的就是我们储存我们的资粮，然后去做我们的 cultivation。
对对。
们就是迈向另外一个 phase of the life and existence，就不用再受所谓的 karmic 的束缚，然后我们就没 go through 那个 samsara 的这个 suffering，然后每天就起烦恼，还是你在那个什么这个 fire grid 里面，就是一直在打滚打滚的转来转，在烦恼里面的生活，你就不是真正的 live life 咯，就是不是真的 live life，跟你的 existence 不是真正的所谓的是当下的，你就是每一天就 lost in thought lost in thought lost in thought，就是这样的生活，然后再接下来的就是你会，就是你有佛法，你有学习佛法了之后，你的生活是不一样的，因为你的 mind 是不会就说怎样讲，就是你不会说被很小的事情你就会哇抓得这么紧啊，然后你
Very good，
一直去，然后再下一个 dot 下一个 dot 下一个 dot，你会很，就是你当下有什么你要处理你就处理了，然后你就 OK put it a stop 哎，你就处理好 OK 完事了就没事了，就又再 for 就 move on and on and on，you know 把你的生活跟就是。以我本身来讲，以前的我的生活不是这样的，因为我是生活在那个以前的生活是生活在洞里面，每一天
到里面
被那
给
个
他
洞
捉到
对带着的走，你然后就因为我们的 hearing consciousness 听了一句话之后就哇就在里面，you know 好像来吃不消受不了，
是不是要 agitated
对，
不
是
甘
这样
愿
子的生活是。真的很，
很痛
我回
苦，
想
很痛
起
苦，a lot of suffering
对，很苦，而且你所谓的苦，而带给家人的苦，和这个世上的人事物的苦，真的是，其实如果你没有 mindfulness，你是看不到，但是当你在修行当中，你看到的所谓的你要对人事物的。这个就是所谓的来的 the duty towards them 嘛，the right to
那个很
不
重
一
要
样，对，是
，not
真正
easy
不
to
一样的，
understand
对，所以他这
So
个
do your duty towards 这个因缘法很重要的 nature's law，因为种因结果嘛，种善因结善果，种恶因结恶果。So this is the law of karma，that's why 我们讲因果果报。So all this is what Dhamma is all about. If you don't understand this, then you become heedless. Then you dare to do whatever you like in life. 好像你刚才shared a very beautiful 理解了，你就懂得怎样去生活了，how to live life 咯。Then you will know how to take care mind 咯。Then 人生一世。When you arise in this existential world，有几样东西啊，我们 went through 了啊。First，most people 来是跟着因缘法，跟着因果，means you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, condition is supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of your karma. So，为了 karma，你投胎。And because of the karmic process, you continue to evolve within samsara. So, 第一件就好像你讲了，mostly 是来还债的，讨债还债。Then, through delusion, get entangled. Then, 不懂得怎样去 come out of that delusion, the thought process. So, 次次给他拉进去了。Then, After go through the cultivation, the understanding 了啊，你有了那个 understanding, you realize 啊，life itself is not the way it's supposed to be thought of by normal living being。它不但是来还债啊，讨债 and live the deluded life to be entangled。 他还可以 develop understanding of life，比如好像你刚才讲，means life got its meaning, its important understanding，心为根本，means from mind you start. So when you start with mind, you will understand that within us, every form of mind that arise, especially as human being. There are two aspects of mind. 一个是真心，the true mind, the pure awareness nature. 一个是 mundane mind, 凡心，the thinking mind. But that one is subject to karma. That one 你要注意，就好像佛讲，mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arise, everything arise. So 了解了那一段啊，心为根本啊，你就懂得怎样去生活嘛。You want the good life，你要 avoid 那个 evil roots of 贪嗔痴。Means Dhammapada verse one，determine to train your mind to be mindful, to be aware. So 那一段 of the cultivation very important. Then if you choose not to be mindful, to continue the heedless way, then when you suffer, you don't blame people. Yeah, this is the reality. Then after that 啊，过了那一段啊，你了解啊，修行啊是很容易的。Follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, to good, purify the mind. That's why 修 minimal 五戒，the five precept 咯。Then cultivate mindfulness to develop the ability to be aware, to keep our precept. Then develop the understanding of the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, no? To develop wholesomeness of action, speech, and thought. Then silence your mind to meditate, to develop the inner awareness, to develop wisdom, to awaken, to live the noble life. Then after that, the next process of修行呢，就是 to develop the Bodhisattva way, the vow. Then to fulfill our vow, 也是一种understanding 啊，你来这一世是为了什么？为了 fulfilling our vows and developing the cultivation further, the perfection further, to develop more and more understanding of the perfection and the cultivation. Then 你有那个 additional vow, miscellaneous vow. Then after that, you can go into life, deep into life. Means, like I said, wisdom is unending. Understanding life, understanding situation is actually a very, very profound and continuous process. It's very comprehensive, means very extensive in the understanding. That's why 我们的菩萨道，我们会修到很久，很久。Then you will have the understanding that this is really wonderful existence. 你不停的会去修的。Then the other part that the cultivator will also understand is the right duty towards yin and fa, towards the law of nature. 你不会like 忘记那一段的understanding. So 就好像那个金刚经讲的，一切有为法。Everything within the conditioned world are conditioned Dhamma, no reality. 如梦幻泡影 means dreamlike, illusionary. Then like a bubble and shadow, no reality. Then like a lightning flash. Sorry, like a morning dew and a lightning flash. Illu. 那个什么的，一如电啊，应作如是观。So all these are the understanding of the conditioned world's existence. Then 你就懂得怎样去 live life, like what you say. Nothing in this existential world 会来影响到你 or affect you or cause you to develop attachment, clinging, grasping. 你不会了的。You just do your duty and develop the understanding, then you move. You continue to manifest based on 那个 understanding. So fulfilling all this, developing all this understanding is very important aspect of life. Then 我们就懂得那几个 question that human being normally ask. What is birth? What is life? What is death? Then how does birth and death comes to be, and how we can transcend birth and death and end samsara? Then how can we develop all the understanding of who are we, what are we? Then when we arise, after we die, what happened? Who died? What died? So all these questions, 我们 如果是修行者, if we are cultivator of the way, we will have the answer. We will know what they are. Then we become very different. That's why 你每一次来, 那个 life that you develop through your own understanding or the Bodhisattva's ways, understanding and wisdom, 你一次一次, we develop further understanding to transform your coming to become different again and again, until 你的修行 become like very advanced, very perfect, until towards the end 你能够突破了那个 third stage of Bodhi mind development, to illuminate the Bodhi mind, that illuminate that pure awareness nature clearly, brightly. 那一段就 very safe 了, means 那个菩萨 就是 will not regress anymore. It will continuously progress and perfect itself until full realization of Samasamudhahood. So the third phase of Bodhi mind development until the fourth phase is very interesting and very beautiful. Then especially 突破了第三跟第四, when Bodhi mind has the understanding to renounce samsara, then every segmented life that nature choose to arise or come become very, very different. Then that is the true living, like what Guan Yin Pusa in the Xing Jing 提到的, 真空妙有. So all this diversification, then like what you have come to understand and realize is already very beautiful. Yeah. Then 那个 fulfill one's vows, the next stage that you have to develop understanding. Then go deeper into the cultivation to understand. But within the cultivation itself, 它还有很多那些 very amazing and very wonderful type of understanding arising from it. Then all this can become like a list of pointer that you can actually keep in mind whenever the segmented life arise. These are the things you want to understand or develop further understanding. Then you can go and do it or not and perfect it further. So all these are the very wonderful part of the cultivation, which is not taught in the normal preliminary teaching or what we call the sainthood way type of cultivation. So the preliminary teaching of the sainthood way is very different from the supreme vehicle cultivation teaching. So 除非 你 really go through that cultivation, develop the affinity with Triple Gem and all the great beings to come into contact with all these causes and conditions and to move this direction, you can never understand all this one. Yeah. These are the stages of manifestation or understanding that can unfold only in cultivator of the way who has taken this path. the Bodhisattva way to actually train themselves and develop the understanding. That's why Xianhua Wen De Wen Ti is very, these are questions that are related to life, very, very closely related to 那个 form and mind 的 existence. That's why 我小的时候, I remember when I was young, I always probe and ask myself, who am I? What am I? What am I doing here in this planet which is so minute and the universe is so immense, so vast. So all this, then suddenly 那个 nature 里面讲, you have to meditate to understand. Then straight away I knew, yeah, I had to meditate. By that time, 我什么是 meditation 还不懂啊。 So 后来他慢慢就因缘法就 evolve 出来了。 Then 这个 form and mind 这一次来, 他懂得怎样去 accord and flow and develop all this understanding 啊, 因为是前世因嘛。 That's why past cultivation, past perfection and understanding are very important. That's why that karmic nature 你要 take care, then develop to perfection the spiritual nature. The spiritual nature also equally important. 这两个, once developed, every life you come, you become beautiful. So this is the additional understanding that you have to develop more and more, so that you can perfect yourself as you continue with the cultivation. Okay, Alicia?
Okay, Sadhu, Brother Jiu, 感恩 Brother Jiu. 是的, Brother Jiu. 还记得我第一次 recite 那个 vow 的时候，还是我在地藏王菩萨面前，那个 vow 出来3次了，还有。 之后 Brother Jiu 叫我 recite 那个 vow, each time 我 recite 都哭到很
yeah yeah yeah, 因为是从心里面嘛, from the nature 里面呢, 它发出来的, 你前世有了那个因缘,
所以今世我能够遇到 Brother Jiu 跟这 Brother Jiu 的学习
yeah, 是前世的因缘法来的, 因为你看这一世啊, 你就知道了咯, 那些 因缘呢, that's why 你看得到了, 如果这一世能够有这个因缘法, 有这个 affinity, 前世是, you can deduce, 应该更深的 affinity or encounter, which living being won't understand or not. Yes, 菩萨他们来的时候, they take the normal form one, or most of them, even 文殊, Pusian and many other great beings, even Quan Si Ying, they manifest as normal human beings. 1986年, Quan Yin the Nature 来的, 她是一个 old lady in white. Then, 那个, 我们要去五台山了, 那个文殊, Manjushri, there are many stories about Manjushri appearing in Wutaisan there for cultivator all the way to meet. And most of them met him without knowing who he is. And he manifests as beggar and normal citizen. So even like 这一次我们 Kayamita 的因缘法, a lot of you all, before you know my nature, you don't know, you just thought 一个普通的修行者嘛，了嘛 ，or maybe a normal friend, or somebody you came to know. So maybe most people know me as I'm a civil engineer. That's it. But those who attend 我的那个 Dharma sharing 的, they will develop new understanding. Then you look back, all this is not by chance. 他有他的因缘法了。 他有他的前世因了。 That's why 那一天我share的那个 video is very good. 前世种下来的因缘啊, 今世一定要修, 修到 it become 福劝啊，修成果是吧？啊，the Mandarin word，修成果，that one very important. Even all of the past affinity that we have developed as cultivator of the way, if you don't make use of it and develop the fruition of what you have aspired for or planted, it will not materialize or no. So a lot of people actually who don't have the understanding, they miss it or no, because of karmic obstruction and all that. But 你有了那个 affinity 跟因缘法，就好像你的 case even after going through depression or what 4、6年它有它的因缘法嘛。You have to wait for that timing to pass on. Then only 它就会现出来。Then you will appear one. Then 你就会听，就会去修。And within 短短整10年it has transformed you tremendously. And 你已经 like connect back to what your past is, so that you can recall all this. 跟地藏王菩萨那个 affinity 那些，and all this you will develop the understanding yourself. Then 他的 chanting 他的愿什么，他自己会显出来So all cultivator of the way, they will have to go through all this experience, all this, and understand how all this are possible. So 他是前世因的因缘法来的，so whatever we do, if we have the past, then the cultivation and the understanding, it will come, it will unfold, and you will inherit back on. That you will see the beauty of all this. That's why 你的 faith become different again. Then life after life, you will actually determine very strongly to strive on with faithfulness to continue this process of cultivation and development. 很好，continue Alicia
就是的，因为，对我而言，这太重要了，真的很重要，很重要。如果你没有个 understanding 后，你来也真好笑，不然就讲了，might as well don't come。
是哦，如果你不懂这些，you might as well don't come, otherwise 很 very very miserable 真的，好像玄幻用这个 word you suffer until 什么？What is the Mandarin word 苦到好像没有眼泪流出来不
苦
能
不
够流
堪
眼
言。
泪，真的苦的那种苦 I also don't know. That he used a type of Mandarin word which is very very impactful he said. 千万不要种错因结错果，你这，then he said 的那苦到什么？I cannot remember that Mandarin word, but very meaningful.
啊，不然就其实我经历前半世的那个所谓的 life 真的很苦，因为 suffering is like every day, you know, there's no
不停的，因为那个
没有
long dot
peak
very powerful，
的，对，没有
它
peak
好像
的，
牛角尖一样在里面转
对，就是像 tape recorder 这样，每一
是
天
啊，tape
在。
recorder repeating and suicidal thought 的，戳穿你的很苦就是，
但是本来就当你走出来，能够接触本来就所教的那个 two aspect of five aggregate of four element，
一下
就
子就 like
对，
哇，整个人好像不一样去哦，like you suddenly awaken 哦，哇，原来是全部都是they call it false appearance 你们华语叫什么 false appearances
假象是吗？
假
不然
象假象，no reality not what you think 所以一切相都是假象，That's why 慧能六祖的 three hallmark The second hallmark of winning is very important. 那个无人相、无众生相。In Mandarin is the three description. No mark, means no mark of a self existing. No mark of others. Then no mark of life. No mark of Dhamma. So no life, no mark of life. 华语叫什么啊？
它有无众生相、无受者相、无人相。
还有一个。
还有一个是没有。
It's no mark of life, existence, and Dhamma, everything. 无受，that one is no mark of a self, no mark of others. Then 还有一个 no mark of existence, means no mark of Dhamma, no mark of life, existence, all this that human being cling on to, grab on to, no reality. 那个一切一切都是 mark 来的，你去抓，你去中了它。That's why 那个相啊很厉害。False experiences means 你不会去给它骗去了，它抓你不到了。You cannot be deceived by all the phenomenal world of form and consciousness.那个 fail to delude you 了，因为你看透了，一切相都是假相，then you will really awaken on, we are no mark of a self, no mark of others, and no mark of life, existence, even Dhamma, everything, 好像星星讲了，真的，那个相啊，要破相啊，破相论啊，不容易。So 那个是 second hallmark of winning. So 修行时能够破了那个，一切 become like very clear to you, you know? 就好像你经过了咯。After you develop the understanding of the five aggregate, the sati, the mindfulness, the awareness, to penetrate the wicked, then you develop the understanding, then you locate the gateway, 你能够进去。All this is the one that help transform the cultivator. That's why 一切 understanding 就 completely different 了。The way it unfold 啊，它 become like very different 了哦，真的很 amazingly wonderful and beautiful 啊 ，and transform the form and mind completely 了哦。那个智慧 that manifests from it, the wisdom, So beautiful, especially via the awareness nature, the direct seeing and awakening. So, 修到那一段呢，就很不一样了。Then at that time, when we discuss the Dhamma, when we share the understanding, it becomes like so different. We can evolve and move into area of cultivation where normal sainthood way orThose that don't take the supreme vehicle cultivation, 他们不能够理解的，他们都根本都没有那个因缘去 develop that type of cultivation. 他们修不到那一段的智慧 and understanding. That's why understanding life is a major topic, really major. 很好 ，Alicia 啊 ，continue sorry.
Yeah, brother. 其实我非常的感恩，因为我认为我是一个非常糟糕的人。佛菩萨这么眷顾，让我遇到 brother Joe， 让我 develop 这个因缘。其实这个因缘
前世因来的嘛，因为前世你也有做过很多好事吧，就好像今世这样了。你跟 Freddy 很多 wholesomeness 啊，So all this is what affinity is.有了那个因缘法，它一丝一丝它会 manifest， especially during sasana， 它会有这些因缘法，That's why you all will arise after my nature arises， So 它有那个因缘法会拉着， And 他自己现出来的，My nature also didn't do anything because of the vow 啊，他自己会现出来的。Then 他会联系 everything 啊，很奇怪的。你没有走这条菩萨道啊，you cannot understand 啊。This is what the real understanding of Dhamma is. 一切有为法，and that 有为法，they 联系的，真的。They connect everything one and a lot of things that manifest and happen you look at it, you understand how can it be like that? A lot of things must happen for it to be like that and yet it happened 就好像你的 case you went through depression 16年 then 我不认识你了，你也不认识我了，为什么会有那个因缘法？ Finally，你能够到我这边，又能够去听了，develop the cultivation and understanding and determine to actually come out of it。那个不是一个 like something that is possible no，it's like impossible one。然后我们的 age 也有几年的差别了，也不是说。你是 from 我的 hometown 或 ex schoolmate 哦，没有的 totally north and south 都没有那个可能 to meet up one actually but somehow you will link one through Vincent and then 又会提起你的 condition then 问我能够 help 帮忙吗 then 我说I told Vincent, I remember. I said, can, I said, but you have to ask her. I said, 我叫她问你, if she wants to come, then bring. Otherwise, 没有那个因缘, or causes and conditions behind, 你来都没有用的。But because of your past affinity and condition, 你没有 immediately 来, I remember, after 2 months, after 她问我了。Then suddenly 他 call 我，他说不丢不丢，she is coming， tonight。但是那一天我一遇到你进我的家的门呢，我就感觉得到了，哇，你那个时候你的 form and mind 啊 ，a lot of suffering， 你的头都不敢提起来，then you like full of sorrow, sadness, fear。人坐在那边，But 是这样的哦，因为因缘法是这样的，有缘人呢，他是会来的。That's why what they say in some of the video that has been shared is very beautiful. There are certain things that even Sama Sambuddha also cannot do if you don't have all those things. One of them is.The Buddha cannot help people that have no affinity the triple gem. 无缘人不能度。But you, once you have the affinity, it is very amazing. 他 somehow 自己会联系起来了。他就会 appear, and it will also have the condition to listen, understand, learn, and develop the cultivation and transform.那些没有那个缘分的，有怎样逼他来都没有用的，来了也会不坚持的。That is the way the nature is. That is the way the 因缘法 operate. So when you understand all this, you will see the amazing power of Dhamma. So 佛法就是有它的 wonders and amazing feature. So, 真正的要理解佛法就是要修这些 Supreme Vehicle Teaching, 菩萨道 until full perfection. Then you become very different. That's why 佛菩萨他们的 nature when they arise to help living beings, very different. 你怎样 chronic 呢他如果有因缘呢有那个 affinity 啊，它都能够 help you out and transform you and deliver. If no affinity, No matter how, cannot means cannot 啊，它就是这样的。This is the way the 因缘法 work，So Dhamma is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will unfold the way it's supposed to be, and it will be the way it is. So 一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观。That's why the Diamond Sutta stanza, they are very beautiful. Once you develop the cultivation, you will understand it profoundly, and so beautiful. 它就是这样的。That's why that statement, 一切有为法, very powerful. Everything within the conditioned world are just conditioned Dhamma. And conditioned Dhamma can manifest so amazingly and so beautiful. 不错不错，今天 share 的很好，Alicia。
而
Continue。
就是感恩，这个就见证了我们Brother Yusuf 跟我们讲的，就是佛菩萨处处都在，就是
对
跟我们，
，ever relating for the cultivator of the way，他们的 nature
对，所
They
以
are
这个
ever
给了，
relating for the
对，这
cultivator，
个就
你
给了
就
我很。
是真正的修行者啊。你就能够 have affinity them 啊，then 联系到他们的 nature 啊，and it will always actually help you 啊。That's why we use the word they are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way。
就所以，有时候我 suddenly recall to mind 某一个菩萨或者什么的时候，我会很自然的就会pay respect 给他们，然后就感恩
Develop
他。
the respect, the gratitude,
对。
then thank them profusely, and then after that, request their protection, guidance, and blessing. 这个很重要。
对，所以 Brad 我很感恩我这一次能够。这个这么珍贵的佛法能够在我人生中，出现和 manifest，还有因缘的去修行，
是啊。
还有另外一个我想讲的是，这个佛法不单单给我们所谓的自在或者所谓的 peace，而
对，
它是另外有一个另外一个怎样讲，就是你整个人会有很担当啊，就是怎样讲，就是来你就有那个 responsibility 的。我很奇怪，他就是来，
You will know how to fulfill that
对，
duty one.
就是啊，就是他就是 manifest 到你哦，你不会说我怕这个，我怕那个，我不要这个，我不要那个，他就是
你不会这样
你
来的
对你
，You will
很
become
有，
different
对你就有很担当的，就说 OK。我明白了，这个事情是这样，然后
，because 你
我
看
也，
到那个因缘法吗？有了那个因缘法，You will go and do one，不要 You will manifest to arise one，因为我们的那些有了那个智慧啊，它是 echo and flow one 哦，很奇怪，That's why 啊，without condition 啊，my nature I don't do anything one。I don't do anything, but 有了那个 sign or 缘法，then 我的 nature 知道了啊，它就会 manifest，它就会去做它该做的东西，因为这个是因缘法嘛，但是因缘法 very important 啊，very important. To really understand condition Dhamma, you need a lot of wisdom and cultivation, So learn to see sign is very important. Then learn to understand how to manifest in accordance with condition. 那个更 important，因为 that one need wisdom 嘛。Very true. Alicia 你讲
是
的，
的
好
，Radio，
的。
因为之前有某一个 condition，其实我知道那个是应该是这样，就是说我应该知道要 end 这个东西，但是我就再给一个机会着去见证一下怎样那个因缘哇，他真的 manifest 到给我，真
给你
的是
看了，
看到准准你
对对对，
condition 这样就是这样，他 cannot be otherwise，
他
所以。
是 like already the conditioning very strong 了，不能够改了，是这样的， 除非有他们说来神奇的什么呀？来 miracle 啊，but actually 不是 miracle，它是除非有那种 special 因缘啊，that manifest 啊 and make it possible，otherwise 啊，没得救了的，就是那个因缘法就是这样了的，一定走过，一定 manifest in that direction 了的，but sometime for certain type of beings。The condition can just arise because of certain very unique special condition within nature that happened during that time or no. Or then probably reverse the whole thing or no. Then it will appear to help that being one. But these are very rare, very, very rare.
是的，不然就真的不容易。我发觉到我们需要真的有很多的智慧去 deal
Yeah，
with
智慧
或
，a lot of wisdom，你的，and 你感应得到的，有了那个 understanding 啊，you can sense it one 哦，meant to be one，就是这样的啊，is going to happen 哦。That's why 佛法 is really wonderful 啊，a lot
对。
of such manifestation 啊，where only cultivator of the way can understand and experience one。And develop the training and cultivation to move on to deeper understanding of all this. Then 呢，它一次一次来呀，它又在 evolve on 哦，and become very beautiful again 哦。That's why different civilization, different segment of one's life and cultivation，你来，你做的东西，你看到的东西，你理解的东西。全部不一样，That's why it's called wonderful existence That one very, very beautiful and very interesting, also amazing. That's why wonderful existence 真的，它是真的 very wonderful, amazingly wonderful.
Yeah, but when I look back, 其实这个姻缘早注定了。其
对，
实，
早就定了的，
对，因为我 look back，我当下第一次进去 Brazil 那边，然后跟着一直来的所有的凯拉米达的 encouragement，
对对
所
对，
有啊凯拉米达的帮助，我都记在心里的，非常的感恩。
啥都
因为真的没有大家的所谓的这个因缘法哦，我也不可能走到这里哦。
对对
Gratitude，
对，
对我而言真的是很多的感恩，所以我每当就是
啥
我
都。
最近读那个 Path to Nirvana 哦，
呀，
真的 is
那本
so
新书
对 that book 啊，我下午我才跟他送讲。That is it，就是这样了，就是
对
跟这
，That
个
is the book.
对
That is the one that will give you the understanding.
yes
要
please
那个啊，我 explain a lot inside that
it's
a lot
so
of aspect of the Dharma from the four circle formation explanation 啊，then also about 那个因缘法啊，since I started until now 啊，how all this fall into place 哦，它全部啊，actually 啊，my nature didn't do anything, but it just unfold by itself 哦，and within less than 20 years 哦，everything just happened 哦，then in between，好像你跟很多那些卡耶米达啊，能够接触这个佛法 infinity and develop the understanding 哦呢。那个还 not counted inside there 哦。What is been explained is only the cultivation part and how all these are make possible through all the like we say 咯，kaya metta sheet 咯，那个佛有的因缘法 and all those things 咯。And that's how all the people who supposed to come and help out and help move all this They will just appear one, and it will just fall into place one. Then even for 你的 case 啊，你讲很多 karma，which is very true. One of them I can remember is 虽然 if you don't do the recording 啊，don't produce it so fast 啊，你没有追它，它还不能够 actually do it up within the same day 呢，the Thursday class，那个 Thursday class he do very fast，That's why 你们有那个 condition to listen to it. Then he take the trouble to go and buy the pen drive, record and give it to Kayamita. So all these are the causes and condition. Then the people responsible for the recording, the transcripting, help out in the documentation of the transcript book. Dhamma book that we supposed to print out with the Kayamita fund away，这些一切一切都是因缘法联系起来了的。So you look back 啊，you look at how complicated that 因缘法 is。Even those who may not understand much, but because of the faith, they have encountered the Kayamita ship and the sharing, then they decide to even contribute to Kayamita fund, and they are part of all this movement. No? Then 他会联系到很多 in the future, or what will happen. Because this is a gift of truth and all those things. And from 这个佛法 that has been shared through all this book, especially the Heart Sutta and all the transcript book and Dhamma book, that we have printed today. This will help a lot of cultivator of the way on, even Kayamita, and transform their understanding and cultivation. And it will spin off a lot of what they call 联系到很多那个因缘法的前世因 manifesting into the future, and from the future it continue. And this one will evolve and evolve and evolve. That's why you can never understand its amazing wonder until you have gone through all this. That's why 我的 nature 这一次来呀，我看回呀，Oh, this is so beautiful. And the way it unfold and it happen and manifest, you really cannot believe that this is possible. Like the word I use, even if you are allowed, let's say, to plan your life, you cannot plan it so well. The way it unfolds is really amazingly wonderful. You on your own, no matter what resources you may have, I ask you to plan your life to your own liking, but you cannot do it. Well, it involves a lot of other people, other things. So you cannot plan your life. No matter how you plan, it will not go in accordance. It will meet with obstacle and a lot of problem. But to have that wisdom, to develop that, is not the thought that plan on. It's the wisdom and the understanding from that nature, that give rise to the causes and condition through the vow, through the adhidhana, through the pure wish and all those things. These are the things that can manifest and make it possible. That nature, after you cultivate to that level, it has power to override a lot of things in nature. That's why 它会 create the movement, and 现这些东西出来了。It's just like the pure wish that my nature deliver. After that, 那个 being, may not know what my nature did, no? But when the time come, 它会 cause the thing to arise, no? How it caused the being to arise and so on. So a lot of things, 你不能够 develop the understanding, you don't have that depth of cultivation, no? Especially of the Bodhisattva way, the supreme vehicle cultivation. That's the reason why I always say this Dhamma teaching, or 那个佛法的奥妙啊。Really beyond thought, beyond mind, and very profound, amazingly wonderful, 真的。过了6点，OK，Alicia，你 summarize
是的，brother，就感恩，
感恩，
brother，就， 感觉所有的technical team，因为这个接下去就会扰益到很多很多的众
对
生，
对对，
它会 benefit 很多很多的众生能够接触佛法，所
萨
以
度，
在这里感恩 Brother Dio，感恩所有的
呀，
Mita，
萨
感
度，
恩所有的 technical team，感恩所有的佛友陪我走过这一段路和。
萨
我希
度，
望大家一起走下去，感恩
萨
阿
度，
弥
萨度，
陀佛。
OK，very good，let us rejoice 萨度。Sadhu, sadhu, very good. That's why today's sharing is another one of the one that I used to predict to you all. From then onward, the sharing will be very different. Well, these are all involving the type of cultivation of the Supreme Vehicle, where only cultivator of the way that go this way can develop the understanding. Otherwise, all this cannot come about, and it cannot be in the recording, and future generation of cultivator cannot receive this type of sharing. Well, these are seldom understood type of teaching, and this type of understanding is beyond the normal cultivation, way, way beyond. So, with that, we conclude, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we share merit, transfer merit, then we end. Akasatta ca bhumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditva cirang rakkhantu lokasasana itta watta ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumodantu sabbasampatti siddhiya idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo devo satukalena sassasampatti hetoce Vito bhavatu lokoca, raja bhavatu dhammiko, imina punyang kamina, mame bala samagamo, sattang samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Guanyin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Sadhu.